2000.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 4 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. Charlotte Schmidt with me this morning, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Good morning, Charlotte.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
We had a few sprinkles of rain this morning, but pretty nice day out there.
I know.
A little cloud cover.
Yeah.
So how was the Board of Supervisors meeting
this
morning?
We had a full meeting, and we had a very good meeting this morning.
You know, it looked like the agenda, pretty full agenda.
It was a full agenda.
How long was the meeting?
Oh, 35, 40 minutes.
Okay, yeah. So not too bad.
Yeah, we kind of moved along. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about it. All the supervisors present at the meeting?
They were all present, yep.
All the routine preliminary items were approved?
They were approved.
Then audience comments. Did you have audience comments?
I didn't have any audience comments today.
Okay.
None, zero.
Weekly committee and assignment updates.
The only one that had one was Mike Olson, and he MCDC meeting
okay.
that he attended, yeah.
Secondary roads update. What did you learn from Engineer Karen
okay.
Albert?
Okay. they hauled rock in the Red Oak area, and the crew had motor grader training all last week. So
okay.
they've had their training. The Q Avenue Railroad bridges, they are driving a piling for the new South Pier. The contractor should complete the process today or tomorrow, and then they will start working concrete encasements for the South Pier next, and then work on excavation for the new North Pier. L Avenue Railroad Bridge. The old bridge has been removed, but there is still some cleanup to be done. They plan to work on excavation, for the new South Pier next. So
okay.
That's what's going on.
Have you been out to see the bridge construction yet? On any of those?
I haven't. I will, but she brought pictures today. So
it's kind of fun to
it's
watch.
It's very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot, you know, just everywhere there's a lot of bridge
mm-hmm.
construction, you know, up on 59 and
yeah.
everywhere there's places. Yeah.
The state of Iowa has a lot of bridges that need replaced.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
That infrastructure has aged and it needs some help.
It's but a it's, good thing.
But it's not thing. Cheap.
It's not cheap. But and then we all have to take a detour.
Yeah. Yeah. anything else from Engineer Karen Albert?
No, nope, that was all today. So
then
yeah.
you have Primary Care Association HHS update. What? Tell me about this.
Okay, this basically. All right. Did I bring that in with me? Yeah, the state redid HHS.
Okay.
And they went from regions to. Whatever. And so I'm sorry, I can't tell you exactly what they went to. She just presented to us.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so today, Miranda Watcher, she came. She's with Iowa Primary Care Association, which that's what it's kind of, you know, come down to. It's part mm-hmm. of HHS. And they basically are a free service in Iowa to help find behavioral health services. So basically, I kind of wrote down some things here. They're kind of a safety net for mental health and substance abuse.
Okay.
Okay. And she left some, and they have these numbers at the courthouse, and I guess I have some right here. I can hand you the handout. But anyway, if you need assistance, you can call these numbers, and you can either call, you can text, you can chat. We don't have an office here in Montgomery County, but they do in Mills, and they also do up in Pottawatomie. But they're there to help whatever you need with.
But it's for substance abuse.
And mental health.
And it's in the services.
And for other things, because she said there when you call the 800 number, it's like a system navigator.
Okay.
Okay, so like if I need a therapist, I can call and say, you know, I need a therapist. And also, you know, like maybe I get an eviction notice. I need help to find a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know where they can send you to or get help for you for things like that.
Okay.
So.
And it's a free service.
It's a free service.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Part of the state of Iowa.
Okay. Anything else from Miranda Watcher?
Nope. She was there and she did a great job and gave us a good update.
Okay. Then the auditor software conversion update. then also additional dedicated point of contact resource from Tyler Technologies. Approximately 16 hours. Tell me about that discussion
okay.
and agenda item.
Yeah, the software conversion is going well. It's huge. It's a lot of work.
Sure.
Everybody that's in the courthouse is putting in a lot of extra hours to get this done. And so the auditor had come to us and just, you know, she just needs some additional help from Tyler to help with some certain things that they're not all going to be able to, everyone that's involved with that at the courthouse. And so at first she kept saying, we said, do you need help? You know, come talk to us. And mm-hmm. she said, no, no. And then finally she said, we need help because we only have, well, it's going to go live July 1st.
Okay.
And so anyway, so she was just requesting 16 extra hours from Tyler. That's going to cost just about $2,300. And they're going to help us so that everything will go smooth because we don't want any kinks,
right?
You know, in the system. We want everything to be smooth for everybody.
So the additional point of contact
is Tyler.
Is that for like advice or help working through some of that transitional stuff? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Things that, you know, because there's certain things, you know, I mean, that when you are, that you're not aware of, that company, Tyler Technologies, is aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, it's kind of been a long learning. It's been a big learning process, not long, but a big learning process for everybody. And so anyway, they're going to help them through some things so that everything will be smooth and go smooth.
Software conversions can be challenging.
Well, I'll tell you what, and I will say, I have been, Jill had asked me every other Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. There, Tyler has a meeting online and asked me to be part of that. I did that. And then yesterday morning, 8 o'clock on Monday, she brought everybody together so we could, you know, go through all the things, you know, who does what and all the things that have to be done
mm-hmm.
by the certain dates, by the due dates. So it's a lot of work and it is challenging. Yeah. But it's going to be great once we go with them. It's going to be great.
You get through the conversion process, then it improves efficiency across the county, hopefully. So.
Yes.
All right. New business. Anything else there? That was approved, too, by the way.
That was approved. Yeah. That was approved unanimously, yeah.
New business approved claims payable for Wednesday, May 13th, $354,902.12.
And that was approved.
Then report of fees. For April 30th, you had the recorder, $16,597.07.
Approved.
And the sheriff for $5,952.50.
Approved.
And then the treasurer semi-annual ending fund balance for April 30, $15,818,998.58.
Approved.
All right.
Yeah.
Approved cost advisory services for a three-year renewal contract. What is cost advisory services, and then did we approve the contract and...
Cost is advisory services how do I explain this? I was going to look here. Montgomery County, they're our consultant. County uses federal and other outside funding sources to support programs and many central administrative services such as accounting, payroll, HR, IT, et cetera, are paid from the county's general fund.
Uh-huh.
And to recover allowable indirect costs from the federal state programs, the county must prepare federally compliant cost allocation plans.
And that's what they do.
And that's what they do. And that's what they do. And this is something that we approve them every 3 years to help us. And also the cost is $4,450. And that's absolutely no increase from the last contract.
Okay. Is that per year or is that per...
Every 3 years.
That's for three years.
That's a three-year renewal contract.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then that was approved?
That was approved.
Unanimously?
Yep. Unanimously.
Approved resolution 2026-25, a resolution to amend capital asset policy for Montgomery County.
Okay.
Which was resolution 25-34.
And the reason we changed that is the state changed... the amount of capital asset or the amount to spend from 5,000 to 10,000. And so we had to go in and change that.
To match the state. Okay.
Yeah, basically. So
then went from 5 to 10?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
For purchases, yeah.
Approved unanimously. Change the date for the meeting from Tuesday, June 2nd, that's primary election day, to Wednesday, June 3rd at 9 a.m. Approved?
Yes, that was approved.
All right. Schedule 2026 primary election canvass for Tuesday, June 9th. Approved as well?
We approve that, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Agenda items for the next meeting, library contracts and budgeted amounts for organizations. Yeah. What else do we have?
We're going to have a maintenance update and then approve the maintenance director's contract. And we don't know for sure, but we'll find out. We might, we may have EMS update, but
okay.
I'm not going to say that today because right. I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Okay, but, and there could be a few other things that are added.
There most likely will be. Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. How's the parking lot coming on the north or the west side of the building?
Beautiful. Actually, they're there today and they're doing parking lot people do.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway, he said they'll probably something will be poured by today, this afternoon or tomorrow.
Okay.
And you know, so they're working on it. Yeah, it looks really good.
I drove by. I guess it was over the past weekend, and it was down to the old parking lot had been removed, mm-hmm. and looked like it was pretty close to being prepared for the new, you know, starting setting form for whatever they're doing.
It is. It looks good today. Yeah.
They hope to have that poured yet this week, though, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Weather permitting.
Yeah, sure.
You know, it's always weather permitting.
Sure.
So.
Very cool. Anything else we
I
need
do
to touch
have
on?
One more thing. So tomorrow on May 13th is the first day for absentee voting. So you can go in and vote early in the courthouse, or if you want to absentee vote, you need to get that request in starting tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good. Anything else?
That should do it today.
All righty. Thanks for stopping by.
You bet.
Make it a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Charlotte Schmidt, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, with me this morning.
It's time to see what's happening with the weather in Sunshine Country, brought to you each day at this same time by your friends at GrainCraft in Red Oak. Visit GrainCraft.com.